The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment.
Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games,
the entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and podcasts are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. Only the hottest interviews go up on WGNPlus.com. And one of the podcasts that I always put on WGNPlus.com is Ray Carcillo. He's the review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com. Ray Carcillo, if you want to check him out on Twitter as well. He joins me right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How much, Sean? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right. So, all right, one video game that I'm really curious about, and I played this game as a kid, Nintendo Star Fox. It was one of those games that it took me by storm. I was totally hooked on this game when it came out years ago. And now we have Star Fox Zero that's out. And can you tell me, the last original Star Fox game, was roughly released about 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, so the last time we got a true Star Fox game, actually, was actually probably about, what people, some would say, would argue, with 20 years ago, because the past couple of Star Fox games, whenever Fox McCloud gets out of the cockpit, there's kind of that groan from the audience. So, like, you had Star Fox Adventures 10 years ago, and you had Star Fox Assault, and you had these games that kind of got, you know, away from what was the true Star Fox experience, which a lot of people would point to as the original Star Fox from 25 years ago, and then Star Fox 64, which was already 19 years ago. So Star Fox Zero, interesting enough, is kind of trying to reimagining of Star Fox 64, and it's all based inside ships, and it's all about fighting Andross again, and it's really trying to get back to the series' roots.
Wow. Now, is this a standalone game, or is it a continuation of the story within the series?
No, this is a complete, this is a reboot. This is basically them saying, Star Fox 64 was the pinnacle of the series, we're going to go back to there, we're going to retell that story, but we're going to add some things to it. We're going to mix things around a little bit in terms of how things control and in terms of what add some new ships. But for the most part, Star Fox Zero, 90% of it, it's Star Fox 64 with amazing graphics.
All right, cool. And besides the air wing, do you get any, the control any other vehicles, or is it all the air wings?
So most of it is in the R-Wing, but you get two new vehicles. Well, I mean, there's the Landmaster, which, of course, was introduced a long time ago, and you also get this new vehicle called the Gyro-Wing. The Gyro-Wing, it's an interesting idea, but it was probably the weakest addition to the game because it adds stealth gameplay. It's very slow-moving, and you can go up to these giant computer terminals, and you have to hack it with this thing called the Direct Eye, which you use the Wii U gamepad screen for. But then also what's interesting is the R-Wing and the Landmaster can actually transform now. So the Landmaster has a limited flight mode, and the R-Wing has a limited ground mode. It actually looks like they call it the chicken walker. It looks just like a chicken. It transforms, and you can actually, in levels that you would normally fly through, you can now actually go on the ground in. So the transformations were interesting. I don't think Platinum Games, who co-developed this with Nintendo, I don't think they went far enough with the idea, but I do think it was an interesting concept to add these new vehicles and these new vehicle transformations.
Now, are there any special amiibos available for this game? And if so, what are these functions?
So there are no special amiibos that were made specifically for Star Fox Zero. There were rumors for a long time they were going to make an R-Wing amiibo, but Nintendo deemed it that it might probably be too dangerous because of all the sharp points. So they actually decided not to make the R-Wing amiibo, but you can take your Fox McCloud or Falco Lombardi amiibos from Smash Brothers And those two amiibos are compatible with this game. And each one unlocks a special R-Wing. One R-Wing from Falco, I believe, is a black and red R-Wing that does more damage, but also takes more damage. So it kind of ups the difficulty in one way and lowers it another, just changing the gameplay balance. And then Fox's, when you use it, actually gives you, it's just a cosmetic aesthetic, but gives you the original Super Nintendo 16-bit looking R-Wing. So everything's very polygonal, very simple, but it's funny to see it flying through this beautifully rendered, world that, of course, return from Star Fox 64, like Corneria and Fortuna and Titania, amongst others.
Wow. Now, all right, let's move on to Ratchet and Clank. Now, I've been searching on this on my phone, and it's crazy how your smartphones are now. It's like you search for one thing on your phone, then you go, like, to your Facebook feed, and you get all these advertisements for what you just searched for, like, online somewhere. And I've been, like, YouTube and Ratchet and Clank and trying to figure out, you know, what is this all about. And I'm really excited about this. So my first question is this a reboot or a remastered title?
So this is basically another reboot, right? This is Ratchet and Clank going back to their roots. It's the first Ratchet and Clank from the early PlayStation era, basically being remade in full 3D, completely again. It's the day of the reboots, right? We had Star Fox Zero, and now we have Ratchet and Clank, and it's all about basically relaunching the series, showing how Ratchet the Wombat meets Clank the Robot, how they get together, how, you know, and it's told from the perspective of Captain Quark. And how they have to actually save the universe. So it is a complete reboot. Again, they fleshed out worlds, they added levels, they added some new things to it. But for the most part, you're getting 90% of the original Ratchet and Clank just being pulled forward and slight things tweaked in order to better suit today's audience.
Now, one of the things I loved about Ratchet and Clank was the really, like, insane weapons that were out there. Can we expect that in this title?
Oh yeah, all the weapons that you have seen in the past return. The Sheepinator is back. you know, of course, the Pixelizer, fusion grenades, everything that you know and love from Ratchet and Clank in terms of weaponry definitely comes back. And there's also a leveling system now for your weapons, where like the Sheepinator turns into the Goatinator when it gets to a certain level so many times. So that's definitely something that adds a little extra replay value and gives you a little more incentive to use these weapons, because they actually have a leveling up system now.
All right. And in the new world of multiplayer modes, is there a multiplayer in this title?
So they did not include a multiplayer in this. Again, they're trying to get back to the original roots of Ratchet and Clank. So they wanted to, you know, the past couple of games they had like 4-player co-op, and the fans really didn't like it. It really wasn't something that the fans gravitated towards. So they've removed that from this game. It's going to be a true Ratchet and Clank experience, very similar to the original. And funny enough, it ties actually very well into the new movie that'll be coming out on April 29th.
All right. And is it tied to the movie at all?
So the movie is the movie is actually going to be just like the game in a lot of ways. Where it's kind of like, if you want to see the movie, the game will probably spoil the movie and vice versa, because they're almost like it's interesting how they rebooted both the Ratchet and Clank series with this game, but also did it as a movie tie-in game. So it's not going to be completely one-to-one, but you'll see some things in the game that are in the movie, and there are some things in the movie that are in the game, and it's kind of interesting how that all ties together.
All right, cool. And last but not least, Dark Souls 3. Now, what are some of the new combat features in this game? Because a friend of mine, he's like a really big fan of this game. So that was one of the things that he really wanted to know, was the fighting styles in this game. Did they change anything?
So there's a new thing called weapon arts, right? Which gives every sword, spear, whatever weapon you use, a special attack that you can use if you've got enough focus points. It's basically the focus points replace MP, right? So, focus points, you know, there's a new item called the Ashen Estus Flask. And depending on, using special attacks or bonus skills or using these new weapon arts that, of course, can add add special abilities and add, you know, almost like superpowers to you in terms of super attacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
The SP can be regained by this new flask. You know, so it's kind of interesting also that there's also a new thing where you have to balance your normal Estus flasks that recover your health with the Ashen kind that recover your MP. You can't just carry like 10 of each. You can only carry maybe 10 total. So you want 6 regular flasks and 4 Ashen flasks to kind of like make sure you're covering your health, or do you want like a bunch of Ashen Estus flasks because you want to make sure that you have enough magic to use these special attacks and you think you're good enough to keep dodging attacks and you don't need the health. So there's this kind of interesting balance there. But so a little thing they've added to definitely enhance the gameplay there.
And do you think this is going to be one of those games that's going to be replayed over and over again, or is this just one of those one and done? Once you finish it, you're putting it on the shelf or you're trading it in?
See, that's always the tough thing, right, with Dark Souls. Like, for me, I'm usually so happy when I'm done beating him that I'm like, I don't want to play anymore. I just put it on the shelf and let it go. But I can definitely see that there's going to be some secrets here or there hidden throughout that nobody will find probably without the help of a walkthrough, at least on their first time. So there is some things that can bring you back to this game. And if you really love the punishing gameplay and game style, Dark Souls is the pinnacle. It really feels like a return to form in a lot of ways. It's closer to Dark Souls 1 than Dark Souls 2 in terms of gameplay and in terms of story. So I think that in that regard, I think the hardcore fans that really love this series will really enjoy what they get from Dark Souls 3. But me personally, I'm kind of a one and done with this. It's like I beat it, I'm done, I'm good. It's like I don't need to punish myself anymore.
And there you have it. Ray Carcillo, review editor at Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGMNow.com, and RayCarcillo.com. Hey, if you want to check out Ray Carcillo on Twitter, it's at Ray Carcillo. And you can also check him out on Facebook, too. He's pretty much everywhere. What's new over there at RayCarcillo.com, man?
So we're doing a lot of things. We've got some videos going up for the Gears of War 4 beta that's going on right now. I think gameplay there is on Mac Bounty. Definitely check out those videos.
All right, good to go, and we'll be back right after this. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You could friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.